now turning our attention to mental health on the programme, which is never far away from what we talk about when it comes to, I suppose, the pressure people are under, the need to, I suppose, mind our mental health and put in place, I suppose, the idea of managing it in the same way as we manage our physical health. Coming up between Saturday the 4th of October and the 11th of October 2025, the Kerry Mental Health and Wellbeing Festival will be taking place. It aims to raise awareness of the available supports and services in the county, as well as giving people the tools to engage with the five ways to well-being through offering, you know, a programme of events which really engages everyone right across the community. And Donna Hennerby is there, and he's one of the Kerry Mental Health and Wellbeing Fest Interagency Committee members. He's with me in our studio here. He's Resource Officer for Suicide Prevention as well. Donna, good morning and thanks for talking to us on the programme. Tell me a bit about this year's festival, I suppose, why it's important, I suppose, to reach out and engage with everybody, not just someone who might feel that they're in trouble with their mental health.
Yeah. Morning, Gerry. Yeah. Can I start, sorry, by just saying that the reason we wanted to promote it today and the reason we wanted to kind of launch it. So it runs, as you said, from the 4th to the 11th of October. World Mental Health Day is on the 10th of October, so it's to coincide with that. But exactly a month before that, which is today, is World Suicide Prevention Day.
Yeah.
So we just thought it was a fantastic... And you're right, the fest is not just for people who are feeling suicidal or who might need support. It's about the whole community. It's about everyone. It's about how we can all look after ourselves. You introduced it absolutely perfectly. There's little things we can all do to mind our mental health, little things we can do every day. And this year's theme for World Suicide Prevention Day is creating hope through action. And I think when we hear action, we think of big things, but actually, I think that action can be something really small. It can be that connecting, that reaching out to a friend, that checking in on someone, that talking to them, that seeing if they're okay, someone you're concerned about, someone you're worried about. And really, I think it links beautifully with the fest, because the fest is really an attempt to get people to reach out, to connect with their community, to take up new activities, to try something new, hopefully meet new people, and maybe they might actually enjoy that event.
Yeah.
And they might carry it on, which is fantastic for their mental health, maybe their physical health, you know, and then maybe others too by linking in together.
Yeah, meeting people through events is a key thing, isn't it? Because the whole aspect of it, and it struck me, I was talking to one of the prospective candidates for the presidency of Ireland who was going to talk before Kerry County Council. His name's Stephen Murphy. He was kind of trying to bring a bit of humour and joy into the process by being a wheelbarrow called Barry Wheelie Rowe. And But he said the reason he does that is because he was trying to remind people that life is not just about your work or divisiveness and the online, especially around political events, the way it's gone so toxic. He was trying to remind people it's about people and having fun and having the crack. And that's what we need to look at. And the isolation, I suppose, to get back to my point, that people feel through the use of technology, which is meant to make life simpler or make us more connected in inverted commas in the online world. He said, we've never, to an extent, been more disconnected. And it's becoming more clear that the more time you meet with people face to face, have a discussion, talk, engage in activities, I suppose the better for your mental health. Is that fair to say?
I couldn't agree more, you know? And I don't want to scare people off when I say about connecting and talking, because I think sometimes when we say that, people think that they need to sit down and talk about how they're feeling.
In a circle and share their deepest intimacy. That's not like,
It's sitting down, having a cup of tea or coffee, having a beer, whatever it is, just having a chat with a friend, you know. Those things, it just means so much to us, and it helps us, you know. Like you mentioned the five ways to well-being: connect, be active, take notice, keep learning and give. And they're all so important. And maybe I'm wrong, but I just think connection is that little bit more important than the other four. You know, I just think it's to me, it's just the key, you know. It's so important. And different people need a different amount of connection.
Yeah.
You know, there are people who are quite happy in their own company for long periods, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
And there's others who maybe need a bit more connection. I have a 4 and a 5-year-old. I love time on my own because it's rare, you
know. Yeah.
But, you know... But I love time with them too as well, and with my wife, and that's all wonderful. but we also need time. So it's about finding that balance, and it's about finding what works for you, and finding how much connection you need. And if you don't feel you have as much as you should, about reaching out and maybe through the fest, trying some new activity and maybe meeting some new like-minded people.
Yeah, and there is a huge amount of events taking place. I said all kicking off on the 4th of October. It's Kerry Mental Health and wellbeingfest.com, the website. But there's art classes, there's functional movement, there is seashore mindfulness walks, yeah, chair yoga, there is music sessions, music health, the art of honey. Just a range of for everybody.
There's a morning mindfulness kayak in Carrisavine. There's origami. That I think is really interesting. There's the site mental health programs. So that's for workplaces who'd like to encourage maybe a happier workplace, which I think is a fantastic initiative that actually runs across the Southwest. It runs across Cork and Kerry. I really encourage people. Currently there's this 48 events on the website and people can log on and see them. That number, I'd be fairly confident, is going to go hit closer to 100 before the actual week starts. It usually creeps up every year. But they're completely free, everything. Just log on, as you said, Kerry Mental Health and wellbeingfest.com and look, you'll find something, I've no doubt. There's stuff I'm really excited to try. Every year I try and attend some events and rarely I manage, but there's ones I want to attend myself. There's also ones I actually want to bring my kids to, because I think it's really important as well to try and encourage that connectiveness and that improved mental health as young as we can.
Yeah, there is a thing called All Things Sleep, which is taking place on the 8th of October. I think that's a clinical psychologist, Anna O'Sullivan. It's one of the first things affected if you are under pressure. And again, we're saying you don't have to be under pressure to attend these events, but the importance of a night's sleep, and that's nearly one of the first things to get disrupted if you are feeling pressure. You mightn't even be aware you're feeling stress or pressure, and all of a sudden your sleep stops.
Yeah, so, I meet community groups quite a bit, and I go out and I love chatting and meeting people, and sleep is a question I get asked about quite a lot, and how can you improve your sleep? As I mentioned, I have a 4 and a 5 year old, so my sleep it's great now, but it was disrupted
patchy
for quite some periods there, yeah. And I think it's about trying to get into really positive routines, you know, putting things like screens away as early as you can, going to bed early, getting into that routine, maybe reading in bed, dimming lights, trying to get into a healthy pattern of going to bed around the same time every day and trying to get up. And obviously there's things like kids or calving season and, you know, there's things of sickness or illness and all these things can impact it. But trying where we can to try and get into those healthy patterns.
Yeah, that's the way to go. Just, Donna, finally, just on the issue of World Suicide Prevention Day today, there was positive numbers came out earlier this year, positive indication that we may be at a 20-year low in terms of the suicide rate. Now, it isn't always reported as accurately as it, for obvious reasons. Is that a sign that what we're doing is working? We're talking more, we're having events like this, that it is helping people navigate troubled times?
I met someone from the Department of Health around the time that Minister Butler released that information earlier in the year. And apparently when it was brought to her, she was, I believe, a little hesitant about releasing it because she wasn't sure, was this completely true? And they were very careful.
You don't want to say, crisis over, it's not a problem anymore.
Exactly, yeah. So they were very careful about that information and about releasing it. But I do think there looks like there's a positive trend. My belief is that the number of people who die by suicide every year in Ireland, we're talking about 500 people. And that number stays quite similar year on year, but our population is increasing massively. You know what I mean? Year on year, our population. So because of that, that number is actually per person is going down, is actually what is. So we are looking at a quite a long-term decrease. However, and I think this is a really important point, is if we have about 500 people dying by suicide every year in Ireland, that is between 60 and 70,000 people a year in Ireland bereaved by suicide. If you think of the amount of people affected by it, we do need to remind people of the supports that are available if they've been bereaved by suicide. We need to, now not everyone will need supports, of course they won't, but there are supports there. Please reach out if you've been affected, if you are upset. And that number increases every year. It doesn't reset on the 31st of December, like it keeps growing. So people hold that for so long. There are some fantastic supports for people who've been bereaved by suicide, local organisations and national organisations, statutory and voluntary. Please reach out and seek support.
Okay, Donna, great talk as always. Thanks for talking to us about that. Kerry Mental Health wellbeingfest.com is the website to go to for information on that. And it is, make your plan, pick your event and get involved and contact them as well. And if anyone's feeling, by the way, distressed or low this morning, the Samaritans can be contacted anytime, 116 123. And there's a lot of groups I know, the HC Southwest have resources, your officer, your job, lots of other organisations to contact as well here in Kerry if you need support.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, my number is available and my email on the HSE's website. There's also, as you said, Samaritans, Pieta. There's those 24-hour numbers. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right, Donna. Thanks a million. And thanks for talking to us this morning. That's Donna Henderby here.